And every year, prisoners and civilians run an exercise together to talk about how we're going to abolish the prison system here in America. There is much resistance. There is much resistance from prisoners. Prisoners write letters. They write letters to support other organizations. There are many, many people, especially prisoners like Mumia Abu-Jamal and Leonard Peltier, and I know the MOVE members, wrote letters and articles to expose the injustices of prison and the prison system, and also to talk about the injustices that are happening outside of prison too. When you think about like the Keystone Pipeline in America, where the oil is being drilled out of the ground and contaminating the water where the natives specifically live, and the prisoners' right to talk about those issues and expose the injustice to try to put an end to it. Mumia talks about everything, every injustice that exists, from issues with attacks against journalists, attacks against women, attacks against blacks, attacks against animals. Mumia is always talking about fighting to stop injustice. And because of his activism, he has been a target as well. And this past December 9th, Mumia Abu-Jamal had been, was 40 years of anniversary of him being arrested and put in prison and put on death row. Because of Mumia's position and his unrelenting fight to talk about change and progress, he has been heavily targeted. But because of the love from his family and from his supporters, we continue to fight for his release and fight for his safety. Currently, right now, Mumia is in prison and has a PCRA, which stands for Post-Conviction Relief Appeal, where we are trying to get him a new hearing to prove that he is innocent and to prove that he should not be in prison. The excellent work of the lawyers to put the PCRA together and get it into court is, so the PCRA is in, and one of the hurdles that we're struggling with this is that not only is the mass incarceration a big problem, but the court systems are corrupt as well. And we've seen too many issues in the courts with the politicians and the prosecutors. The prosecutors are guilty of prosecutorial misconduct. They are guilty of intimidating witnesses. Seems that they're guilty of paying witnesses to lie about what they saw or what they said they saw. And a lot of this is what happened in Mumia's case. So there's a lot of misconduct, and we hope that our fight and our push to get Mumia freedom will be successful through the PCRA process and through people out there on the streets mobilizing and working together to spread love and show the true meaning of Mumia Abu-Jamal. Some of the other issues that we've had with this process of Mumia is that at the same time we are pushing for freedom, there are people in the DA's office that are conflicted because they are not sure about the case. There are specifically Larry Krasner. Larry Krasner has been conflicted because he's been around a lot of people who believe that Mumia is guilty, and he has been influenced to think that as well. Larry Krasner has done some amazing things, some wonderful things, and we want to urge him and encourage him to continue to do those things to create change, because many people have been released because of Larry Krasner righting a lot of wrongs in the country, in the city, and we want Larry Krasner to continue to do those things. We encourage him, we applaud him for what he's done, and we want to make sure, we want him to know that he has our support in continuing to do the right thing. And it's important for people to understand that while we're working on this campaign and while we're trying to get going on. Mumia's health is not great. Mumia is 67 years old. He'll be 68 in April. And because of his pre-existing health issues, you know, he's not going to live. We expect him to live no more than just a few years, 5 to 7 years possibly. And if that, and of course, that is based on the life expectancy from his physicians, but if he can be released from prison, he can live much longer. We need a lot of support to make this, to get Mumia out of prison. His health, he's had open heart surgery already. He has had hepatitis C. He suffers from extreme eczema. He's had COVID-19. He still has underlying effects. His health situation is not good. He's strong, and how he feels is that he's strong. But I've known Mumia for 30 years, and I know that that he's a different person than he was when he was younger. And not only from when he was younger, but also within the last like 2 or 3 years, his health has rapidly declined. So we need to get Mumia out of prison because of that. We do not want Mumia to die in prison like many other prisoners do in America. And how we expect to do this, we want people to understand that we're not violent people. We believe in self-defense, but we are not violent. But we also understand that, this campaign is called Love, Not Fear. You know, we created a campaign to spread love and challenge fear. Everybody in America knows that the government is corrupt. Everybody knows that the police are violent and they kill people for no reason. And everybody, the famous people, the Will Smith, the Kevin Hart, all of the different celebrities that come from the city of Philadelphia, they know that there's corruption, that there's racism. And one of the reasons they don't speak out more is because they're fearful. They're fearful of the punishment from the police. And we have to challenge that fear. The people, the citizens. When you protest in the city of Philadelphia, one of the things you're met with is police presence. And the police arrive so that they can intimidate people into stopping the protest. But we have to challenge that fear. We have to allow people to protest against injustice, and we have to keep on moving. And love is what we're leading with. So we have to spread love and challenge fear. People can go to the website, www.lovenotfear.com. Fear is spelled similar to the way you spell Philadelphia with a PH, lovenotfear.com. Check out our Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter pages, Love Not Fear, and help us free Mumia.